are almost at 5 o'clock, which means, and it is Sunday, the Lord's Day, so that means it is time for our next installment in the Live at 5 sermon series. My name is Justin Reed. If you're just stumbling across this, honored to be the pulpit minister for the Wood Church of Christ there at the base of Short Mountain in Woodbury. I have audio. And there's video, because I'm watching it, and I'd invite for you to share this with your friends, and then if you would, I'm trying to share it, but my fingers aren't working, and also if you would turn to the passage here on the screen, Ephesians the 6th chapter, verses 17 and 18, that's Ephesians the 6th chapter, verses 17 and 18. What we're going to do is we're going to be talking about how we as Christians, we can persevere. So I'm sharing this on the Facebook page for the Wood Church Christ, Live at 5. That's posted. This is now out of the way because the only thing that should stand between you and I is the Word of God. And that's what we're going to talk about here this evening. We're going to be talking about perseverance, and not the first time I've given this lesson, but to me it seems it's even as pertinent now as when it was just about a year ago, a little over a year ago, that we first discussed perseverance. So grab your Bible. It's 5 o'clock. We are live. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, please. Here in our lesson text, Paul says, "And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." As we're looking at perseverance and why it is important for us as Christians, why do we need to persevere? Here in our lesson text, Paul is speaking on the need of putting on the whole armor of God. By the way, it is available. It's not something that you're waiting on an installment plan. But notice Paul also doesn't say, take the parts that you think you might need for battle. No, friends, Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. And we know that armor is nothing if the Christian does not have the right attitude. Verse 18, he says you've got to have the right prayers and you've got to have the right spirit or the right mindset. You've got to be watching with all what? With all perseverance and with all supplication for all saints. Friends, we as Christians, we must engage in prayer. We also must be watching. In fact, our songbooks are filled with many songs. Say something effect of, we'll work till Jesus comes, we'll watch and pray, for we know not the hour when our Lord will come. So many songs, that's what we do. We watch, we pray, and we live faithful in the middle. Friends, we must persist or endure in spite of all the elements that are arrayed against us. The world does not want us to succeed as Christians. Satan, the prince of this world, definitely does not want us to succeed. And there are individuals within the world that I'm convinced that if they didn't have Christians to hate upon, they wouldn't have anything to do in their lives. You know, friends, we live in a world today of instant oatmeal, microwave popcorn. We're not big on perseverance. We don't really like to see things through the end because we're like Veruca Salt there in Willy Wonka. I want it now. I don't want to have to wait, friends. We want everything delivered in 2 days, free shipping, or bigger cities, same day, same hour, or they fly it to your house on a drone. We're not really good in perseverance. So tonight, in the time that we have set aside for this lesson, I want us to figure out how we can persevere. And so as you see there in brackets, as that leads us into our points, and there are four of them, by the way, to develop perseverance, we need the following things. Number one, we need tests, we need trials, we need troubles. Those are all kind of grouped together. By the way, every point in our lesson tonight begins with the letter T. To develop perseverance, though, we need tests, trials, or troubles. Because before we can persevere, we need the severe. Friends, we need to be put in a situation where we can persevere. We already mentioned how the Latin word for perseverance means through severity. Per, going through something that is severe. Friends, the faithful Christian will know his or her set of troubles. In fact, we've got a couple of passages here Go with me there to that first one in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 12. And see what Paul tells the young evangelist Timothy. He says, "Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." If we want to live godly, which by the way is the way that we're called to live, because we have been separated, we are different, we are not supposed to act, think, smell, or behave like the world, friends, and because of that, we must live differently, we must live godly, therefore, we'll suffer persecution. Another passage that's not on the screen, when Peter writes there, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, I don't know why it's not on the screen, but regardless, 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, one of the three times that the word Christian appears in the New Testament, Acts chapter 11, Acts chapter 26, 1 Peter 4, the Bible says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian," how did Paul tell Timothy? "If any man will live godly," that's the same thing, "let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." We will suffer as a Christian. As we're thinking about Paul, go with me there to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, because Paul had things that he had to suffer through himself. It's almost as if Paul really doesn't want to mention all of these, but he does as a way to show his audience, you're going to have to go through some things. Really, verse 23, and that last part, he says, "I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often." And notice what he says, "Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes save one." That was the law back then. They were allowed to be beaten up 240 times. But if you, as a Roman executioner or a punisher, if you happen to go over, then you would have that many given to you. So they would always do 40 save one or 39, just in case they forgot one. "Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times suffered shipwreck." Pausing here, Paul actually suffered four shipwrecks, but three when he wrote to those in Corinth. The fourth one happens after he's written this, but he's been shipwrecked. A night and a day he's been drifting out there in the deep. "In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, by the heathen, in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, among false brethren, in weariness and pain, painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without," he says, "I've also had those things that come upon the church daily." These different things that I've had to deal with, friends. Look what all Paul went through. Why? Because he wanted to be shipwrecked? No. He realized that he had to persevere through these things in order to be a better servant for God. But we see not all of his troubles, not all of our troubles are external. I have a problem with worrying from time to time. I think we all do, especially it seems 2020 has brought that out. But worrying can cause us sick, can cause us to be sick. You know, sometimes we will set unrealistic goals. Let's say I want to go on a weight loss journey and I want to lose, well, let's just say I want to get down to 85 pounds. My bones weigh more than 85 pounds, and so that's an unrealistic goal. And so if I set that as my goal, I'm not going to be able to do it because I physically can't. If I want to lose weight, that's an attainable goal. Too many people in and out of the church, they think negatively. And that makes them sick. That affects their outlook because they'll go into something and say, "Well, I can't even do it. Why try?" Too many people, friends, are not thankful. We need to have a thankful heart. Too many people don't rejoice in the Lord. Do you realize that Christians should be the happiest people on the face of the earth? But sometimes they're not. Friends, as a Christian, you have had your sins forgiven. The death penalty has been paid for you by Jesus Christ. Why aren't you happy? Why are Christians not rejoicing in the Lord the way they ought to be? Friends, we need perseverance in these situations. We need tests. We need trials. We need troubles. And when we persevere, friends, then we grow as a Christian. Go with me to 1 Peter, the first chapter and the 7th verse, if you don't mind. 1 Peter 1 and verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, that it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He says, the trial of your faith. That means that our faith is going to have to be tried. Go with me to James chapter 1 and verse 12. A beatitude, if you will, that James gives, the brother of our Lord. He says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. We must persevere. But friends, when we persevere, we grow. Go back to 1 and verse 2 of James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Let patience have her perfect work. That way you'll be wanting nothing. Friends, enduring tests, trials, and troubles, that helps us persevere. So we need those in our life. That way we can grow. Secondly, though, as we're talking about the idea of a Christian and how the need of perseverance, friends, there needs to be truth. In order to persevere, we need truth. Truth gives us a reason to persevere. It's not enough if you don't have anything to hold on to. There have been times when I have been in discussions and situations where I knew the truth was on my side because I was saying what God has said in His Word. Although it might have been the unpopular opinion, God's Word is always right. That helped me keep going because I knew I had the truth on my side. Now, if I had a losing argument, it would be hard to persevere, friends. Truth, though, is worth persevering for. We are guardians of the truth. In order for us to persevere, we must have truth in our lives, friends. And so, we need to note that we need to persevere in doing the right things. When all else is crumbling around us, much like it may seem different parts of this year has been, doing the truth gives us something to hold on to. Coming together upon the first day of the week, breaking bread, singing, giving, studying, praying, doing the acts of worship, that's given us something to hold on to. Sometimes not in the building, but regardless, we have had that, and that has helped us to persevere. Two passages under this subsection, and the first one's in John the 8th chapter, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, He says we can know it, and if we continue in His words, then we're His disciples, and that gives us some hope. That helps us persevere. Also, the 4th chapter of the book of Acts, verses 21 and 22, the Bible says, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, talking about Peter and John, finding nothing, how they might punish them. Watch this, because of the people, for all men glorified God for what was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown, because in the 3rd chapter they cure a cripple. We see that these people, they glorified God because of His will was done, and His will is truth. Friends, by persevering in what is right, we can be assured that our perseverance isn't empty. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to know that when you're doing things for the Lord, it's not in vain? In fact, go with me to the end of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You may be well acquainted with this verse, one of my favorites in the New Testament, in the Bible itself, really. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Paul, after he has summed up what is the gospel, verses 3 and 4. He talks about the resurrection. Well, he talks about the new Adam, which is Jesus Christ. He talks about the resurrection, starting about verse 50 onward. Verse 58, he says, therefore, and whenever you see the word therefore in the Bible, you need to ask yourself a question, what is this therefore? And Paul is summing up what he's been making as an argument. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You see, you may work all day long on a lesson. You may spend 6, 7, 8 hours at the building, putting up bulletin boards, vacuuming the carpet, making things ready for the next worship service, whatever the case may be. Friends, if you're labor, maybe you've spent an afternoon calling people, visiting people, or baking something. If you're working for the Lord, friends, you need to realize that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, the world will make you feel like it is, but it's not. Go with me one more passage on this point, then we'll move onward. It's right at the end of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 13 and verse number 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. You know, there's a great idea, a great picture painted in the Old Testament of pleasing sacrifices to the Lord. It starts with the sacrifices of Cain and Abel. When we live our life and we persevere for the truth and we're doing things for the Lord, we're offering that as a sacrifice and God is well pleased. And also as a reminder, Romans 12, 1 and 2, we're to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And we want God to be approving with that, I should say. Friends, knowing and practicing the truth, that will aid us in perseverance, and we've already discussed John 8:32. We can know the truth, and truth is what sets us free. Well, let's move on as we're talking about perseverance. I don't want us to lose any of our points. We need tests, trials, and troubles. We need truth. Friends, number 3, we need time. In order to persevere, we need time. In fact, time is a necessary component. A sufficient amount of time must pass for us to be able to persevere. We're all familiar with the question, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And more times than not, when the question, are we there yet, has been asked, we know that someone's not really persevering. You think about a long car trip from here to the Grand Canyon, and by the time you hit Memphis, people say, are we there yet? Well, they're not persevering. They haven't gone far enough on their trip yet. Now, when you start crossing over into Arizona and you start getting near Grand Canyon National Park, then I might say, are we there yet? Making sure we've taken the right exit or what. But we must have time. And also, repetition, doing things that we've done before, helps us to persevere. The more we experience something, the better we are to persevere through it. You know, the first time, let's just use maybe doing a home Bible study with somebody. The first time you do it, well, you're probably just as nervous, if not more nervous, than that person that you're attempting to study with. But then you do it the next time, and it's easier, and the next time it's easier. And before you know it, it becomes one of the favorite things you do. Well, friends, we also need to recognize the temporal nature of things, because that also helps us to persevere. In fact, Paul put it this way, and Paul always does a wonderful job. Of course, Paul's writing by inspiration, so that makes sense. There in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Actually, jump back to verse 16. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen, watch this, he says, they're eternal. What is Paul saying? Well, beside these three verses, in my copy of God's Word, there in the middle of the center column, I've written two words, Farther Along. You're familiar with that great song, Farther Along, we'll know all about it. Farther Along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine, we'll understand it all by and by. There are things, verse 17, that we don't understand right here, right now. In fact, there's really four great battles there. You've got the outward versus the inward, the light affliction versus the eternal weight, the seen versus the unseen, the temporary versus the eternal. There are these great things going on, but friends, with time, we'll understand it all by and by. I tell you something that else that helps me, might help you as well, is the fact that we know that our days on this earth are numbered. And that helps us persevere. You may be saying, well, I don't like to think about that, Brother Justin. Well, you may not think about it all the time, but sometimes when you're dealing with something so bad, that can be your friend as you struggle to persevere. In fact, let's see how Moses puts it in the only psalm that we have identified to Moses. Psalm 90, verses 9 and 10. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, or as a meditation. It could also be translated that way. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is our strength and labor and sorrow, for soon it is cut off and we fly away. 80 and 10. A score is 20. I'm not the best at math, but we can do this together. 80, 3 times 20 is 60, plus 10, that's 70. That's the allotment. Now, he says, if by chance 80, that's 80 years ago. You may know that from Abraham Lincoln's speech. But you and I both know people that have lived past that. What is the point? And we also know people that haven't made it that far. Moses, by inspiration, is saying, our days are numbered. We're not going to live here forever. Moses lived to be 120. Adam lived to be 390. Jared lived to be 930. Excuse me, a little bit mixed up there. Adam was 930. Jared was 962. Methuselah was 969, but they all died. Friends, our days are numbered. So instead of, you know, worrying, going through, twiddling your thumbs, realize that we have a finite amount of days here. Let's do our best to persevere each and every day. Time truly is our friend as we develop this act of perseverance. We've had time, truth, trials, troubles. Let's look at our final T, our final point in this lesson of perseverance, if you will. In order to persevere, we need to have trust. Now, who or what are we trusting in? That answer is the Lord. There is nothing else that will get us through like trusting in Yahweh. Trusting in the great Jehovah. You may be familiar with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. You may have this on a stepping stone in the garden as a little plaque hanging up in the den. Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all ways, every which way, we need to trust in the Lord. We learn elsewhere that it's not within man to direct his own path, his own steps. So we ought to just might as well trust in the Lord to start with. Because we see with the Lord, friends, our future is secure. Go with me to Psalm 37 and verse 5. David writes, he says, commit thy way unto the Lord. There in verse 5, commit. Roll thy way, literally in Hebrew, upon the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So in other words, our future is secured. If we're faithful, we can be successful in this life if we put our trust in the Lord. In fact, we have what we call a safe haven if we trust in the Lord. Go with me to Psalm 62 and the 8th verse, please, because the psalmist here says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. I think about a safe haven. I think about a boat out in the middle of the ocean or the lake, whatever, and the winds are picking up and the waters are getting bad, and there's this little alcove they can go in that keeps them away from the wind and keeps the water out of the boat, and so they jut off into that alcove. That's their safe haven, and they live to sail another day. Friends, trusting in the Lord is our safe haven. When the waters of life around us are choppy and the winds are against us, God is always our safe haven if we put our trust in Him. But also look with me, if you will, to Psalm 125 and the first verse. Psalm 125, one of the songs of the 14 songs of degrees, says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever." Now, Mount Zion would also be Mount Jerusalem, the mountain that the city of Jerusalem was built upon. It's not going anywhere. The psalmist says those that trust in the Lord are like that mount. They abide forever. Now, not physically here on this earth, friends, but spiritually speaking. And lastly, go with me over just a handful of books to Isaiah. Isaiah 26 and verse number 4. Here Isaiah says, 700 years before Christ, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." The Lord Jehovah, He is a great strength. Now here's what I find interesting in verse 4. Everlasting strength in Hebrew is rock of ages. Cleft for me. That we will hide ourselves in Him. So we need to trust in the Lord. Lean not unto our own understanding, because our future is secure. He is our safe haven. We will endure if we're with Him. And we'll have great strength because it comes from Him. Friends, in order for us to have perseverance, what have we talked about very quickly in this lesson? Four things that we need, and they all begin with the letter T. We need tests, trials, or troubles. We need truth. We need time, and we need to trust in the Lord. With God, we can and we will persevere. As we conclude this lesson, I hope this encourages you to persevere not only through the rest of the day, rest of the month, rest of this crazy 2020 year, but really, the main idea is to persevere through the rest of your life here on this earth. And if you are not trusting in the Lord with all of thine heart, but instead you're leaning to your own understanding, you're doing it backwards. Don't go against God. Go with Him and do what He has said to do. So I hope this lesson has helped you as much as it's helped me in preparing to present it to you. If you'd like a copy of these notes, they're all on my website, thejustinreedshow.com/Bible resources, or you can Google or whatever your search engine of choice is. My name, Justin Reed Bible, or EED. Notes are found under the sermon section, and they're alphabetical, so look, go all the way down to Perseverance, and you can find this one there. Also, I want to invite you to some upcoming studies we've got planned. Midweek Bible study, Wednesday night, 6:30 Central Standard Time here on Facebook. We will study another great lesson from God's Word, get some lessons out of that. I'd like to think of Wednesday night as your little spiritual nugget to help you get through the back half of the week. Also on Thursday night, if the good Lord permits us to be here until then at 6:30, once again Central Standard Time, that's CST on Facebook, we will continue our study in Matthew 21, my father-in-law Bill Boyd and I. We've been doing that since March on and off, and we have thoroughly enjoyed it. And I know that many people watching have as well, so if you have a chance for that, then go ahead and just plug Sunday, because Sunday's the most important day of the week. We'll be back in the building there at the Wood Church Christ, 99 Sally Park Road, base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off of US 70. We're there on the left. We would love for you to come visit with us at any chance that you get. And I'll also ask, if you don't mind, please share this video. Because I feel certain, since you would have different friends than I would have, you know somebody who needs help with perseverance. I hope this lesson can be a good starting point for them. So please share this video, because it's so easy to share the gospel that way. Just share the message. Just click share. And I hope you can join us Wednesday, Thursday, and then once again a week from now on Sunday if the good Lord wills. Please pray for those that are sick, those that are caring for the sick. I pray that you have a good rest of your day. And we will quickly end this video the same way that we have ended every video in this series. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for watching.